Well, the news that recently hit the press was that Caliber and Immungene launched Valotherapeutics, and this is a joint venture between the two companies to develop an antibody interferon fusion protein, which is a therapeutic that will be used to treat cancer. In fact, it's we're looking at we have three in the pipeline at this point for three different types of cancers. One's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Another one is multiple myeloma, and then breast cancer.
How long do you think it might be before they come up with something they can use in the market?
Oh, it will take us probably about 3 years before we actually hit the market with either one of these. We beginning to go into a phase one, get ready to develop the product for a phase one clinical trial. For one of the products, and that's the one for treating non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Wow. And how did Caliber Biotherapeutics get involved with it?
Well, our new leader, one of our new leaders, in fact, the guy who's going to be the leader for VALA, is Rahul Singhvir. And Rahul is the managing director of Caliber Biotherapeutics, and he had connections with, in fact, he has quite a few connections with people in the therapeutic and biotherapeutic markets, and one of those connections was with the senior people at Immungene, and so he introduced Caliber to the Immungene team, and after several meetings, we got together and launched Vela Biotherapeutics.
So how long has your team been working on it?
Together, jointly, we've been working on it probably about 4 to 5 months now. It's taken that long to get us to this point. Of course, Immungene's been working on this technology for several years now, and got it to the point where we're pretty much ready for to go into preclinicals with it.
And is your group the only group working specifically with this kind of a vaccine?
Yeah, this is, well, in a sense, we're actually, we got this technology from and we're licensing this technology from a group at the University of California at Los Angeles, UCLA.
So please tell me a little bit how it works exactly.
Well, the monoclonal antibody, which I might refer to as MAP at some point, is designed to more or less target a cancer cell. And then, of course, we have the cytokine here, interferon, is something that will kill either virus or cancer cells. And so what we're doing is fusing the two together. And by fusing the two together, the monoclonal antibody will work. Well, let me just back up just a little bit. Monoclonal antibodies will look similar to, let's say, a puzzle. And so that means that it will fit a certain site on a virus or on a cancer cell in this case. And so these sites are specific. They interlock much like the parts of a puzzle. And so the monoclonal antibody will target that cancer cell in this case, and it's carrying the interferon, which will kill virus cells or cancer cells. And so we can think of the monoclonal antibody as the carrier, and the interferon as a payload for this monoclonal antibody. And once the monoclonal binds to the specific site on the cancer cell, then interferon would actually kill that cell.
Wow. And so just to clarify, it's not for preventing cancer, but it's for treating cancer.
Yes, this is the treatment.
And I know that it seems like one of the big problems with cancer is that we're not really sure what causes it. Do you have a better understanding of what causes cancer and that's why it works? Or is it just it works and it's okay that we don't fully understand?
Well, I guess in a sense it's a little bit of both. We understand quite a bit about quite a few different types of cancers and many, many types of cancers. And in fact, that's one of the reasons that we have three products in the pipeline currently, because each one work on a different type of cancer. And so the leading product right now is the one that's for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So we have a pretty good idea about it. There's a lot known about it. You'll probably hear terms like CD20, anti-CD20. That's the marker, the biological marker that's targeted here in this B cell type B cell cancer. And so we're developing this monoclonal antibody that will look specifically for the sites that's characterized by the CD20. And once it finds those, it'll bind to those sites and kill those tumor cells or those cancer cells.
It'll attack that specific puzzle piece you talked about earlier.
Exactly. Leaving non-cancer cells untouched.
I guess there's not really a way to know by years. I mean, is it 20 years away? Is it 2 years away that we might be able to use it?
Well, we're certainly hoping it's more like the 2 than 20, but it'd probably be a little bit longer than that. We'll have to go through the normal clinical trials, and so we're pretty much heading into preclinicals right now. And then once that's done, then we will file an IND, which is also being prepared at this point. And once that happens, we'll start the phase 1 clinical trial, which will be followed by a phase 2 and phase 3, and after that, hopefully, we can do the NDA and move into patients.
And how is this research being funded, out of curiosity?
We both organizations are providing funding at this point. In fact, that's one of the main reasons that Caliber got into this, because this technology actually meets the type of technologies and the types of things that we're about. And so we thought this would be a perfect opportunity for us to advance our goals and get us further along into the cancer treatment.
You develop your vaccines through growing plants, correct?
Yeah, that's one of the technologies that we use. In fact, we're proud to say that we're probably the world's largest plant-based pharmaceutical facility in right here in Texas. And but we do use other technologies as well. For example, this joint effort is actually going to be a different expression system. We're going to be using CHO cells for that. It's a mammalian expression system. Chinese hamsters, ovaries, you probably heard. But we do use the plant-made platform, and then eventually we would like to actually express some of these fusion products in our plant-made pharmaceutical platform as well. And hopefully we can get some of these products to the market and get them to the patients that really needs these types of products.